Welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. Our Patreon supporters get access to a very special series on wartime life in Ukraine. From it, they can learn what it means to live right now in Ukraine when the war is ongoing. The latest episode is about music in times of invasion. And all that for the price of a cup of coffee. To subscribe to our Patreon, please follow the link in the description below. Thank you. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 166 days, Ukraine stands strong against the Russian invasion. US President Joe Biden authorized an additional aid package worth up to $1 billion to provide for Ukraine's critical security and defense needs, reports Interfax Ukraine. The package includes additional ammunition for HIMARS multiple launch rocket systems, 75,000 rounds of 155mm artillery ammunition, 20 120 mortar systems, and 20,000 rounds for it, munitions for NASAMS air defense systems, 1,000 javelins, and hundreds of AT-4 anti-armor systems, as well as 50 armored medical vehicles, C4 explosives, demolition munitions and demolition equipment, medical supplies and other equipment. President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked President Biden and the people of the United States for this support and stressed that 100% of it is used to protect our common freedom. The Security Service of Ukraine, SBU, prevented a series of contract killings of representatives of the highest military political leadership and public figures of Ukraine, reports Radio Liberty. According to the SBU, the agents of the Russian Special Services planned to kill the Minister of Defense of Ukraine, the head of the main intelligence agency, and well-known Ukrainian activist. The name of the activist is not disclosed. According to the Ukrainian law enforcers, for the murder of each of them, the Russian commandment promised a reward of $100,000 to $150,000. President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky called on Western countries to ban all Russian citizens from visiting them, reports Ukrainska Pravda. The president said that this is the way to stop Russia from annexing any more of Ukraine's territory. Zelensky believes that Russians should live in their own world until they change their philosophy. He noted that the sanctions already imposed on Russia for the unleashed full-scale war in Ukraine are weak compared to the closure of borders for Russian citizens for at least 1 year and the full embargo on purchase of energy resources from Russia. Zelensky is sure that all Russians without exception should return to Russia and stay there. And they should bear responsibility for Putin's actions, because they elected him and are not fighting his regime. Quote, the population elected this government and they are not fighting it, not arguing with it, not shouting at it. Unquote. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky said that after this Russian war against Ukraine, neither smoldering nor frozen conflict should remain. He stressed that Ukraine must return everything that Russia temporarily seized, and the aggressor state must be punished for the crime of aggression. Quote, only the obvious defeat of the aggressor, his loss of everything captured, and his international legal responsibility for aggression are safeguards against any war. Unquote. Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the Ukrainian anti-aircraft units for the successful destruction of Russian missiles that were launched from the Black Sea yesterday morning. They managed to down 4-caliber missiles, saving dozens of Ukrainian lives. After that, they managed to shoot down some of the missiles that Russian forces launched at Ukraine in the afternoon and in the evening. The president admitted that available Ukrainian military means are still not enough to guarantee the downing of all Russian missiles. He promised to do everything to ensure that such means appear. The Center for Strategic Communications and Information Security of Ukraine claims that information for the controversial Amnesty International report on cases of Ukrainian troops taking positions in civilian buildings without evacuating local residents was gathered in the Russian camps in the occupied territory of Ukraine, reports Ukrinform. According to the center, most of the witnesses' statements were gathered by the Amnesty's contractors, who talked with people who were taken to the temporary uncontrolled territories of Ukraine in Crimea and Donbas. In particular, the material was collected in filtration camps and prisons where Russian services check people for their possible connections with Ukrainian authorities and the military. According to the center, sometimes this kind of correct interview was the only chance to pass the filtration and leave the borders of the occupied territories. In addition, the materials collected by journalists and hired volunteers were also checked by the Russian administration of institutions and in some cases by employees of the Russian Secret Service. The General Staff of Ukraine informs that the Russian forces are trying, with the support of aviation, to advance towards Bakhmut and Avdiivka, reports Grunt Media. They are actively using artillery fire to dislodge Ukrainian units from their positions. In the Mykolaiv direction, the Russian troops are conducting a defensive operation trying to restrain Ukrainian units. The World Bank Group announced an additional $4.5 billion in funding for Ukraine under the Peace Project, reports Interfax Ukraine. The project aims to help the government of Ukraine meet urgent needs caused by the ongoing war. The funds are provided by the United States as a grant. The government of Ukraine will receive financing in tranches, starting with the payment of $3 billion in August. Hungarian airline Wizz Air announced its plans to resume flights from Abu Dhabi to Moscow from October, reports European Pravda. After the start of the invasion, the airline suspended all flights to Russia. Wizz Air Abu Dhabi, a joint venture based in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, will operate daily flights from October 3rd. Other Emirati carriers, including Emirates, continued to operate flights to Russia after the invasion of Ukraine. In March, Wizz Air decided to provide 100,000 free tickets for Ukrainians fleeing the war. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine. Thank you.